Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Squirrel Report.
Hey, woohoo. All right.
Woohoo. You know, we didn't start too late today.
Nah.
2 minutes.
2 minutes. People can wait. Hold your horses.
2 minutes. All right.
Trying to duct tape the internet together.
Yeah. Eight o'clock is merely a suggestion. It's not.
it's more of a guideline.
That's right.
Painting my nails, trying to get Skype to work.
Yeah. I am all.
What do people want? It's free.
Exactly. We'll refund 100% of your report. How's that?
Yes.
100% of what you paid us for the show.
Every penny you paid us and 10% more. How's that?
That's right. We'll be generous. 100%. We'll double your money back.
Double your money back. It's worth every penny you pay for it.
That's right.
Score report. There you go. There's your tagline. Worth
every penny you paid for it. Okay. Well, y'all sound really good tonight.
Oh, well, excellent.
Awesome. Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe Weird's he's the odd man out. Well,
he is off.
In many ways.
Well,
maybe that's it.
I guess
I don't know, but I'm in an empty house, so that's all I'm going to say.
Lucky you. I guess Weird will be late.
Yeah, he said he was going to be late.
He mentioned that.
He's hitting the bottle or something. Yeah, I don't know.
He's hitting something, but we don't want to be involved.
All right. Well, let's get the party started. Oh, crap. You know, I do this all the time. Hey, guess what? It's time for the Squirrel Report.
Hey!
Thursday, August 23rd. 2012. It always helps to have the volume turned up.
Generally.
Yep.
Somebody's saying who's farting in the background. That's Alan.
That's not me. That's Jay.
It's not me.
It is too.
Not me. Trust me, I'd be drowning everybody out.
It's totally.
Chili with beans.
It's Jay's microphone or whatever the hell it is he's using.
Oh, okay.
It would be called the iPhone.
Okay.
I've decided I'm not ever using a microphone again.
Well, what are you using to talk into? I mean, you're using the ear thingies, or are you just holding the phone to your head?
No, I'm talking into the phone. I'm holding the phone.
You're holding the phone up to your face.
Oh,
wow.
Did you not get little earbuds and a microphone thing with it? Because those work really good.
I tried them once, and you hated them and said that the audio was awful, blah, 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 blah.
Jay's a trooper. He's actually holding the phone. Get some duct tape.
So that screechy, farty sound you hear is like the phone rubbing on his beard.
There's no hair there.
Whatever.
It might be that. How's that? Yeah. Oh, that's my mustache.
Oh, okay.
It's that mustache feeling.
Nice.
See how many people get the tick reference.
No.
Where's my phone app? Damn it.
So, Jay, you went camping, correct?
Yes.
How'd that go?
It's not real camping.
I noticed.
It's in a camper camping.
Yeah, I went not real camping recently, too. I slept, like, in a bed, like, real furniture in a
very fancy tent.
That's
like
fancy tent, circuit. Hot showers.
That's nice real that, not camping.
That's yeah. a nice real
not camping. That is, like, the bare minimum for me.
Yeah, I like that whole tent with the floor and furniture and, you know, a bed and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty much how the missus insisted, so.
Yeah. Like yes.
And my unintentional Facebook post apparently messed everybody up. Like, no, my son's having a friend over. Good Lord. I have not recently had a lobotomy. But yeah, no, it's been good. If I hadn't had to go to work today and tomorrow, it would have been even better.
Yeah,
but
that's always the harsh reality is coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Jay's been like on vacation for the last month.
I know. Oh, what Jay? You get more vacation than any person I know.
I've been there forever.
Yeah, you deserve it.
So I get a lot of vacation time, and I mean, I went to Wisconsin, for Christ's sake. That's not a vacation.
Was it snowing?
You took the entire month of August off. You're like French.
Oh my God, we've been surrounded by Canadians too, by the way, at the campground. It's I'm not kidding. We had Quebecois on two out of three sides.
Wow.
For a good portion, yeah. I'm just like, and of course I speak French, so I'm listening to them and I'm just like, yeah, je pouvais vous entendre, you know, and but I didn't. I just let them ramble on about how much they hate Americans. But, you know, like, then why are you here?
Yeah. If we suck so bad, go back home.
Exactly. Stay there. Snow frogs.
Snow frogs. I never heard that before. That's great. Snow
that's,
frogs.
That's Chris Dooley. Thanks, Chris.
Snow frogs. Awesome.
All yeah, right. You know, I wonder if people listening to the podcast after we broadcast understand that we're talking about what we're reading in the chat.
Yeah, we do that sometimes.
Well, we do that, you know. And if you're not joining us, you're missing out because there's some funny people in the chat.
Want you to be in the chat. Pump up our stats.
That's
please.
Right.
Otherwise, I will speak French again and make Miguel, you know, think I'm gay.
There's a reason I don't log the chat to a permanent archive because
duh.
If you're not here, you know, if you want to see it, you got to be here.
Exactly.
Very so good.
Ask one.
What happens in the chat stays in the chat.
What happens in Chat Vegas stays in Chat Vegas.
Yeah, that's right. All righty. Well, we have some topics.
We have a whole tassel of topics.
Yeah.
I know.
Pas de français.
Our topics.
Well,
have
if
topics.
You'd like to announce the call-in topic tonight.
Yeah, the call-in topic.
Jay, it was your
idea,
so you
it was Jay's idea, but I'll go ahead and give the numbers 214-530-0036. And
well, in honor of our favorite uncle and his recent experiences with trailers and how, I mean, the man who exhorts us to never try to catch a dropped gun tried to stop a runaway trailer with his ankle. In honor of that,
oops,
the call-in topic is call in and tell us about your most memorable injury.
Self-injury.
Yeah.
Caused by, oh my God, I can't believe
like
I did that stupid thing.
Accidental injury.
Yes.
You know, like,
yeah.
You know, more, I just fucking shot myself.
The
know,
more humiliating, the better.
Oh God. Yeah. Yeah.
I was trying to think of one that so I could offer something, but I'm,
by the way,
I don't have one.
Not to like go off on a sidetrack, but I will. I just fucking shot myself was on, whichever channel does it was on 40 biggest fails.
Oh,
a mainstream, like, I don't even know how to classify it, but my son was watching it and I just happened to look over and I'm like, I know that footage. He's about to shoot himself. Bang. Oh. I'm like, he shot himself. So kind of like, interesting to see it on like a mainstream type thing.
Is that the one where the guy was at the like at the range and
yeah,
oh yeah,
yeah, and he was videotaping like an IDPA stage and
right,
and when he went for the draw he pulled the trigger and shot himself in the leg.
Oops.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. So anyway, if you've got something like that, call in, tell us all about it.
214-530-0036.
And you know, David Carradine. Death by autoerotic asphyxiation, although couldn't call in, but you know, maybe if you had a near-death
I have
experience.
Noticed, though, that these sort of self-injury stories, you know, it's not an absolute, of course, but they seem to be a male thing a lot of the time.
That's because we're dumber?
I don't know. You know, sometimes some things are like accidental, like, whoops, I tripped and stumbled and I... you know, fell and a screwdriver went in my eye or, you know, whatever. But some of the things are just really like you did a stupid thing and you ended up, you know, with scars to prove it.
Usually I hear hold my beer a minute. Those are the worst.
There's that too. I've got a nice like 3-inch scar in my palm. My one time that I could see bone.
Friction burn?
No. I was like 6 years old and running around in the summertime and flopped down in the shade and didn't see the grate to the barbecue that was drying. I ripped my wrist open to the bone.
Okay.
Went nice inside one. Crying, going, "Mommy, put a Band-Aid on it." My mom, God bless her, did not pass out. And she's like, "That's going to need a little more than a Band-Aid." So that's kind of mine. Although I guess, you know, when you're six, does it really count? Because, you know,
yes,
you kind of expect it.
It counts. Hey, we've got a caller.
Yeah.
Hey, I figured we would.
Hey, awesome.
Let's see if we can hear this. It's area code 703. You're on the air.
Hi, guys. It's JB Miller.
Hey, JB Miller.
I know that dude.
What stupid thing did you do to hurt yourself?
Well, I was 17 years old, and my dad had bought a school bus at an auction.
Awesome.
And he had decided that we were going to change the engine in this thing. So I had spent all day helping my father change the engine out in this school bus. And at the end of the day, you know, I was walking back to our house along a creek that we had on our property. And my brother was there clearing this campsite that we had down by the water. And he had been raking all this brush up, and he had a burn pile going, and he was burning stuff. So I'm standing there talking to my brother, and the fire starts to avalanche. There's a big log starts to roll out. And I stuck my foot out to stop the log from rolling away, completely forgetting that I have gasoline all over me.
Oops.
Oopsie.
Oh.
So all of a sudden, there's that sound that you never want to hear.
Whoosh.
Woof.
How do you make a J.B. Miller woof?
And then next thing I know, I am literally engulfed in flames.
Ouch.
You can't see. You can't breathe.
Good thing you were next to the creek.
Yikes.
And my first thought is beeline for the water. Because, you know, it's only like 20 meters away. And I hightail for the water. Literally, you know, I am standing in 15 feet high of flames.
Oh, my Lord.
My brother decides in his infinite wisdom to tackle me and try to make me roll to put it out. So he's literally wrestling me on the ground while I'm flaming.
While you're on fire.
And I am trying to fight him off. And I realize as I'm laying down that I'm only actually on fire from about my thighs down.
Did they call you Johnny Storm from then on?
Yeah, that's what I felt like. Well, I finally kicked kicked him off, you know, got to my feet and ran and dove into the water and put myself out. But it wasn't until, you know, my clothes were completely burned off, like from my knees down, and you know, I had third-degree burns around one of my ankles.
Yikes.
And the worst part, I swear, worse than the pain, worse than the long time it took for me to recover this, was try to explain this whole thing to my mother.
Oh, it's always the mother.
Oh. Right. And, of course, I had to do it in such a way that completely removed all guilt or culpability from my dad.
Oh, yes.
Duh.
You know, I had to completely, keep it a secret, you know, that it's, you know, he was above me at the time when he unhooks the fuel filter, you know.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, that was not cool. I, you know, that's like, you know, 35, 40 years ago now, and I still have scars on my leg from that. So that was... That was, I would say, my number one stupidest thing.
There were more?
So now, I have a question.
The second dumbest one just happened recently. In my house, my wife comes home, and she says to me, "Marty, the garage door is stuck."
Oh no.
And can you look at it? So I go out to look at the garage door, and you know, it's up off of the ground about 2 feet, just enough for the top panel to be horizontal across the top. And that happens to be the panel that has all the windows in it. So in my infinite wisdom, I went and got the remote control for the garage door. I went in the garage thinking, okay, if I press the button while I'm standing here, I'll be able to see where it's binding up. So I'm standing there right under the goddamn thing. I press the button.
Glass shower.
And the glass detonates. And I'm standing there barefoot in a T-shirt. And, you know, it's not safety glass. It's giant daggers of glass falling down on me.
Ooh.
I, you know, raise my arms defensively, and I get stabbed in the forearm. You know, yikes. Into my muscle tissue by one big shard. And when it's, you know, it's all done, it's all like into my skull, you know, little pieces of glass everywhere. I'm bleeding like a stuffed pig. You know, by the time I can tiptoe into my kitchen, it's already dripping off my elbow. So I'm there in the kitchen. And this weekend, I happen to have house guests, right? So the wife of one of my college buddies walks into the room, and she says to me, "Oh, my gosh, Marty, you're bleeding." And I say, you know, like, "No shit, Sherlock." I'm standing there over the sink, because she goes, "No, no, no, not your arm. You've got a big piece of glass sticking out of your back." I also had gotten stabbed in the back by this big piece of glass. And this is a classic story that my wife always, you know, says, "Marty, you should go get stitches for that." You know, I'll never hear the end of not going to get stitches, because honestly, for the stab in my arm, I really should have gone and gotten stitches. It was so not cool. So if that ever happens to you,
go
don't
get
stand
stitches.
Under the thing when you press
don't,
the button.
Don't stand under it, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't stand under it.
That's why there are no windows in our garage, the garage door.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, well, now we have two new, brand new garage doors. They're very nice.
Don't stand under them still, even. Just saying.
And by the way, Alan, I got my Mac working.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Did you get a
disk?
So
I'm on Squirrel Report Chat on my new MacBook Pro.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Yeah.
You
working
got a,
good.
You got a disk from someplace or?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, it's working good.
Power to the Mac.
Ah, so far so good. The screen is smaller than my other laptop, though. That's the only deficit so far. I just
is it a 15-inch or a 13-inch?
It's 15.
Okay.
Yeah, my other laptop's like 17 and a half.
Oh, well.
Which is really sweet.
This is, all right, sorry to turn this into the Mac podcast here, but did you upgrade to Mountain Lion yet?
Oh, my God.
No, I have not.
You should do that.
Do you want us to exchange emails after the show?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Do you want to exchange emails after the show?
No.
Maybe I would think of you seeing your picture.
Yeah.
Mountain Lion's definitely worth the upgrade since you're, you know,
okay,
jumping
then.
In. It'll give you that recovery partition that you so desperately needed.
Okay.
Yeah, Alan, we'll talk later. Yeah. Get my tech support later.
Okay.
Yeah, please. Somebody okay. else call in, please.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
All right, man.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, random. Bye, Jay.
Good call.
Bye, Jimmy.
I've heard a bunch of his stories before, and holy cow, he's really almost, you know, he's got a whole.
I didn't get a chance to ask him if the school bus was painted in all different colors, because I could totally see that.
Partridge Family.
Partridge Family.
Rita's just jealous she doesn't have a Mac.
Or a school bus.
Or a school bus.
Yeah.
Hey, if you had a school bus, Rita, you wouldn't have to worry about anybody running into you from behind.
That was the rationale behind my Cadillac.
Stay back 50 feet.
Yeah.
Good one. Yeah, well. It was traditional school bus colored.
It's traditional school bus.
They painted green.
OD you know, green? I wanted to, as long as we're talking about people doing screw-ups, can we bring up the what's-his-face Todd Akin guy and just get that over with?
Yes.
All right.
And that's about all you can say about him.
I just want to comment that he did not distinguish whether it was rape or rape.
That's so. Right.
Yeah, well, he should really consult Whoopi Goldberg because she seems to be the expert on what is rape and what is not.
Exactly.
You know,
well,
as far as I've noticed, if you're like a very popular artist or Democrat, it's not rape.
Right. Roman Polanski, he seduced a 13-year-old girl. I'll tell you what. It's my 13-year-old daughter, you're going to lose some body parts. Plain and simple.
But not rape. So,
will be mayhem.
But let me just say that this whole, I don't know, legitimate rape, abortion, blah, 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 women can't get pregnant thing just proves, and this really, politicians are stupid people.
Yes, they are.
They really are.
If they could do anything productive, they wouldn't be politicians.
Yeah, exactly. If they could cut it in the private sector.
I would say smart politicians are really the minority.
Sure.
They're just little like parrots, and they get up there and they say what they need to say. They're good at conning people. They're good at, you know, they'd be terrific.
Sociopaths.
Carl says what? Yeah, sociopaths. And use Carl's car salesman, but you know, I repeat myself.
Yeah, same type.
But yeah. Not the brightest bunch, you know, so.
Hey, guess what?
Yeah.
We have three people waiting to.
Sweet.
Hey, see, I knew this would be a great call-in topic. People want to tell their gory stories.
Yep.
See, I know what people want.
There was blood on the street. All right, let's take one. Say one, two, or three.
Two.
All right. Area code 817, you're on the air.
Squirrel report.
Yes, it is.
Sir. Hey, squirrels. It's Riley.
It's who?
How are y'all doing?
Who?
Hello? Riley?
Hello?
Riley!
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hi.
I said wrong.
I didn't hear that.
Sorry, bro. Well, I'm turning out 45 ACP on my press. I better quit doing that where you don't hear ka-clunk, ka-clunk.
All right. I'll tell you what. I'll stop dry firing then. How's that?
Hey, what can I say? I got an evening with the wife off doing something else. The kids are in bed. So, and for North Texas, it's actually pretty cool outside. It's only in the upper 80s or low 90s. So I'm out in the garage, you know?
Oh, that's nice. Having some guy time. Are
Excellent.
You having a cocktail as well?
Ice cold Guinness.
Good for you.
I thought Guinness wasn't supposed to be ice cold.
No, it's good ice cold.
Well, once again, it's been sitting out about 5 minutes, and it is in the 90s, so it's cool.
It'll be at the right temperature. We're achieving equilibrium quickly. I like that.
There you go. I took a really rough stab at your what is Jay's next T&E gun about a week ago. I was just like, because you're talking about it's sort of a long arm, sort of, and it's almost an easy caliber to find. I'm like, that's right.
You were just a tick off plum, my friend.
It was purely a grab after I thought, that's actually one that kind of, sort of, I don't know why it interests me, but for some bizarre reason it does. And it's like, I wonder if that's the one. I want a good review on it.
Well, again, I mean, I've had it out exactly once and run, you know, 60 rounds through it. It's by no means exhaustive, but it worked. Can attest to accuracy because, well, there were like five or six people all shooting at everything. So,
and once again, you're talking. Well, I only ran 60 rounds through it and it worked. Oh yeah, it worked. It's a gun that's designed to fold in half. That ain't all bad.
it's just neat. It's fun. I feel like James Bond. I really do. You know, you could pull it out of a briefcase and just be like, gee, JG. But anyway, I wanted to do that.
So, and we've got Weird. Weird has just joined us. So.
Yes, we do.
Yay!
Hey!
Weird.
Sorry,
guys, all here.
It's been one of those days.
It's getting weird.
I hate it when it's been a long week today.
Yes, it has.
As a matter of fact.
I'm actually going to see if I have bourbon.
Oh,
I own my iPhone, I can actually go down into the cellar without the call quality degrading more than it normally does.
I'm has a
OBA.
If you weren't drinking OBA. While you did it, there was something wrong.
That's What's right. That? See, y'all are going to have to.
Are still talking about the tragic injuries?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you have one?
So what's your injury?
On the fortunate side, I've never had anything where it's like, you know, I'm missing an eye or anything along those lines. probably the worst one I had, I was a little bitty kid. I'm going to say 4 or so. And just getting ready for the nightly bath type thing. Mom comes in. She turns on the hot water in the bathtub. You know, you run that for a little bit to make sure the water's warm. And then you start adding cold to, you know, whatnot. And she says, oh, I forgot your pajamas and whatnot. So she goes off to another part of the house to get pajamas and stuff like that. And she thought I was trailing with her. And I'm standing there watching. I'm seeing steam come out of it. And I decided my, you know, great cognitive thinking capacity at, you know, 4 or whatever it was, that, well, that's enough hot water. So I reach over the bathtub to turn the hot water heater or turn the hot water, you know, off or turn the cold water on or saw something shiny, who knows. And the rug got standing on flips out from under me and bloop into the bathtub full of hot water.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was nothing that permanently scarred or anything like that, but I did have first and second degree burns over about 70% of my body.
Oh,
poor baby. I bet there was lots of screaming.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so they load me up, and the local hospital is Cook's Children's Hospital, which is pretty good place even way back then. And they zip me down there. And I spend, you know, a couple, three, I don't know how long it was. It seemed like forever, but once again, you know, 2 weeks in the mind of, or a week and a half in the mind of a four-year-old is, you know, forever type thing. But I spent a few days down there, and they put me in whirlpools and bathtub therapies and stuff like that. But the one kind of funny thing that came out of all that is it made me really susceptible to hot and cold. I'd get hot and cold easy, stuff like that. And we'd be outside running around playing in elementary school, and I would just, beat red. And the teachers would be like, oh, my God, there's something wrong. I'm like, no, I'm just hot. I'm cool, you know. Go in and get some water, and we'd be sitting around. And the air conditioner would kick on in the school building, and they'd look up. And because I was sitting underneath the AC vent and the air blowing on me, I'd turn a pale blue.
Oh, my God.
So it was one of those things of, you know, after a while, you know, because I wouldn't even know any difference. Be like, what do you mean? You're blue. What do you mean I'm blue? You're blue. I'm like, I'm the same color. Maybe a little bit, you know. And I'd just be like, you know, whatever type thing. And, you know, they'd call my mom, and they'd be like, well, no. And then she kind of explained the story a little bit. They're like, oh, look, so it's nothing to be alarmed over. No, he's okay.
He's just one of them blue kids.
Pretty much.
He's a Smurf.
He's a huge fan of the Smurfs. Actually, I hate those blue socialists.
Cool.
See, now you can do Avatar.
The only other, I do have a good one that's quick, and this one unfortunately didn't happen, or fortunately didn't happen to me, I swear. There's a guy I used to work with. I'd say a friend, but a coworker is a better statement of it. He was putting up sunrooms for a while, and he was bragging about these brand new steel-toed boots he had. Now, these are great. These are awesome. The guy's working with is like, yeah, whatever. He's like, man, I bet they'd stop a frame and hammer. He goes, oh, they wouldn't stop a frame and hammer. I bet they would. I bet they won't. So he leans down, and he proceeds to discharge a frame and hammer over the toe of his boot.
Oh.
And one half of the framing staple curled up real nice because it landed on the end cap of the steel toe. The other half went through his big toe.
Oh,
right. Wow. Right through the side of it. Goes, I bet it won't. I bet it will. I bet it won't. Roy Flyers.
Well, there you go. You were both right because it didn't go through on one side, but it did.
Yeah.
Wait, did Schrodinger did staple. It actually crimp the steel toe?
Yeah, he said that's where I went wrong. I used a framing staple instead of a framing enabler. I'm like, really? That out of everything that's happened, and you diagnosed that that's where you went tragically wrong.
Leaving your feet in the boots would be the first place.
Well, yeah, that's where I thought it was going. Is I used to wear steel-toed boots when I worked on the fishing boats, and a lot of guys told me I was outright crazy, and I could see why. But overall, you know, I was a scientist, so I was standing back from all the crazy machinery while it was in operation. And really, my big deal was just, you know, dropping a tool on my boot or jamming my toe against a bulkhead.
Yeah, see, okay, here's the thing. the steel toe, I've heard that. I've heard people go, hey, steel toe, no, blah, blah. Okay, thing about steel toes, if you drop
it's
something on your
good enough where you don't, hopefully don't lose a foot.
If you drop something on your foot that's heavy enough or powerful enough to crush the steel toe cap of your shoe, you weren't keeping them toes anyway.
Exactly.
True.
No, they also if you're hanging your foot off of a forklift and you drive that forklift into a steel pillar, steel toe boots don't stop that either. We found that out for our that there causes said foot to split all the way in half, come up to the shin bone.
Yikes.
Because we have these forklifts that you pick stuff up like on the front, but then you ride them standing up, so most people drive them backwards. And this one guy used to always hang one foot kind of out of the back of it just a little bit, and he'd stand on one foot and hang the other one out because, well, it's quicker to hop in and out of the forklift. And so, like, what kind of race are you running, man? You're hourly. I mean, you know, keep your stuff inside the cabinet where you're safe. And he backed up, spun around with one of these Pacer forklifts, and there was a big steel pole he was right next to, and it just squinched.
Yeah, there's no room for rushing when you're moving machinery around.
Yeah, and like I'm kind of like weird. And one of the jobs I had where we were steel toes, it was pharmaceutical manufacturing. So you were carrying, you know, hand valves and you know stuff like that that weighed 20, 30 pounds. So if you drop one of those on your foot, you definitely wanted to, you know, have something to kind of cushion it. Or pushing, you know, 650 liter portable steel tanks with big agitators full of stuff around. If one of those rolled up on your toe or something like that, it was mainly like a sub slash minor drop protection type deal. But you know, we didn't have anything that would, you know, crush that anti-rigid thing. But you know, googly moogly, I wouldn't want to get around anything.
No, you wouldn't. Hey, thanks for calling, Riley. We got some more people backed up. So
definitely, hey, I'm on the hog up the lines. Y'all have a good one and. I enjoy the score report. Keep
cool. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, Riley.
Hey.
All right.
Here's one. Another. We got another one. Well, we had another one.
Somebody's out by the airport.
Are they?
Or is that Breda's fan?
No, it's not.
Sounds like airplanes.
My fan is doing nothing.
Breda, did you tell the story about how the dingo ate your leg?
No, I didn't. I was saving that for you.
Did the dingo eat your baby?
No, they proved that to be true.
We had two people sitting here waiting, and they both, right when I got rid of that call, they both went away. So I don't know.
Sons of bitches.
Sons of bitches.
You scared them.
Area code 214-530-0036.
Call back or I'll speak French again.
Weird.
Yes.
Did you injure yourself in an embarrassing way?
Yes.
Would you like to tell us about it?
The injury was not terribly catastrophic, but it was one of those things of, boy, this is a really dumb idea that I was thinking just before the blood started pooling around my feet. Was I had a coworker who locked his keys in his car, and my first response is, well, fuck, man, I got AAA, and they'll show up to any place where I am. They don't give a fuck what car it is. Right. So I said, we'll call AAA and they'll show up and they'll jimmy your lock and you'll be fine as kind and it won't cost you a cent. And he goes, no. I mean, I was just dicking around with it. And I just need someone to help me peel back the weather stripping and I can get a coat hanger in there and pop the lock. And it's an older car. So you could pop the lock with a coat hanger. And I said, okay. So we go in and, you know, start pulling it back. And he said, now, you know, it was the weather stripping was a little too stiff. You needed something to pry it. So I went into the toolkit in my truck and pulled out the lug wrench, and the lug wrench on that particular toolkit was entirely coated with rubber, except for the inside of the socket. And so I needed the, I don't know, it's a screwdriver blade or whatever the hell that chisel tip is on the other side. I was going to use that. So I said, well, what I need to do is I need to trim off some of this rubber. So I pulled out my pocket knife. And I started trying to cut away from the rubber, and I just couldn't get a good angle with it. And I found that I was getting much better cutting towards myself.
Oh, no.
And that was
what
when
is
I
the first rule? What is was, the first
that,
rule?
That was exactly what I was thinking. Is
cut
that,
away.
Was that, well, Jesus H. Christ, this is a dumb move, but I've done, you know, I'm pretty handy with a knife, so I should be just fine.
After, yeah.
On one,
I lost the tip of my thumb that way.
Yeah, on one of those shaves, that knife, that blade went down, and my thumb was, I was bracing it with my thumb pointed straight up, and it went right down, right underneath the nail.
Ouch!
And essentially bisected my thumb.
Ouch!
Ow!
Oh,
and I just went, oh fuck! And I immediately grabbed it, and the blood was just coming out of it pretty good. And I had it, and I just said, get some, noticed, you know.
I've yep. noticed in moments like that, like when you're right before you do something stupid and injure yourself, you always have that moment where in your head you're like, you know, I probably shouldn't be doing this. Oh, shit.
Yeah, this is probably a bad thing. Ow.
To give a call back to the Vicious Circle days, that is exactly why I love the Mr. Hands video so much. You know that was going through his head as that horse was porking him up the butt was, you know, this is probably not going as well as I hoped.
Oh, God. Hey, we have more callers back.
Oh,
all right.
But to finish my story.
Go ahead, Weird.
Yeah, to finish my story is that the blade went into my thumb and it was bleeding really bad. And I said, go get some paper towels and, wrap. And so I went and grabbed some paper towels and wrapped it with my thumb. And then after a little while, I had it there. I peeled the paper towel back to go to have a look at it. And when I did, my thumb flopped open. It looked like a frog with its mouth open.
Oh, shit.
It just, my thumb was yawning at me.
Oh my god, I just cringed so bad.
Yeah.
I wasn't feeling any pain because it was a joke. Thank goodness a friend of mine had just given me a ceramic sharpening stone. And thankfully, I had not recently touched up that blade with a ceramic sharpening stone. Otherwise, I would have lopped it clean off. I would have lopped the entire pad of my thumb would have gone. But as I opened it up, just suddenly my vision started blurring, and I said, I think I'm going to need stitches.
Yeah.
I'm a knife geek, and every fucking knife geek on Earth has given themselves a fairly serious gash.
Oh, yeah.
And on top of that, my mom's an RN, and so it's just that's how it went in the Weird household is someone would fuck some shit up, and it would just be, mommy will put you back together. And mommy could put some serious shit back together. And I looked at it and I went, this is well beyond my skill set. I'm gonna need medical assistance.
Yep.
And so they drove me up the street to, there's a small clinic that worked with my company, drove me up the street. The clinic stitched me up. And then I went back to work at Call AAA with my big fat fucking bandage.
Oh, shit.
And we waited for the AAA truck, and the AAA truck hit, and they jimmied in about 3 seconds.
Yeah.
And I just went, boy, that was fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Yes,
that
it was.
Kinds of blood loss.
Oh, there was a big pile of blood in the middle of the parking lot, and it stayed there for 2 weeks until we had a heavy rainstorm that washed.
Right near the car that people were trying to break into.
I gotta say, it almost made it worth it walking by that big brown stain. It looked like someone had dropped a big mud pie in the middle of the parking lot, and had a few cars drive over it, sort of situation. And I went, "Yep, that's me." That was a lot of blood.
All right. Well,
we have callers.
Yeah, we got callers. We got.
We're never gonna get to our topics.
Yeah, we got area code 305 on the air.
Oh, that should be me.
Yes, it is.
Hi, okay. Me.
It's Radis.
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 Oh.
Radis is a fucking genius.
He's a poster making machine.
Oh my god, I laugh my ass off it. That's what is it? Snarkyposters.blogspot.com.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh,
I
god.
Have not seen these.
Go there and you will laugh your ass off because this man hits gold on every single.
Put the link in the chat.
Okay.
I have two. I have one little one. Don't ever use a knife as a screwdriver.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a scar I'm looking at right now, but oh, 3/4 inch scar on my left hand for doing that. But yeah, don't ever do that.
Use the correct tool for the job. I think both Weird's story and yours illustrate that.
Yeah,
yes.
That's the little one. But the big one, I was about 8. I shot myself in the face.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. As I say, I was about 8.
Don't do that
in
either.
The garage. About 8. I was in the garage. You know, my dad works in construction, so it's had a lot of stuff. And there's a vise. And, oh, there's a vise. I like squeaking, crushing stuff in the vise. Oh, that was fun. And if you've ever seen those power hammers, but you can put a nail into concrete.
Oh, yeah.
They use like a 22 blank.
Yes, yes, they do.
And at that time, I've never seen firearms or anything else, you know, at that time. But it wasn't familiar with it. Okay, it's a little brass cartridge thing. Stuck it in the vise. I stuck the rimfire end in the vise.
Oh, no.
One star crimp at my face. And cranked down on it, and boom. When I looked at it later, because I was like, big power, big flash, you know, it's like you couldn't see anything. It worked out okay, you know, no loss of vision or anything. It looked like I had peppered my face. I had like freckles all over it. And the eye and the sclera of the eye, it was peppered there too, but it was just, but the cartridge itself, it looked like that, the Bugs Bunny. It peeled back. it did that. That was the thing you look at. And say, oh, okay. Don't need to do that again. But that's my story. I don't know if it was good enough to compete with setting yourself on fire, but
it's pretty good.
Shooting yourself in the face counts, I think.
I can only imagine. I went hand loading once. Ended up having a primer go into the primer pocket of a shell sideways, and being the cheap bastard that I am, you know, trying to minimize anything, I tried to pry the primer out of the pocket with a dental pick, and that burned the shit out of my thumb.
Was it the same thumb that had the smile?
that would be the one. that didn't leave the permanent scar that I have on this one. You were talking about looking at the scar on your hand from using the knife as a screwdriver. That's you gotta think when you do something stupid, it's good to get a scar. That was the doctor as he was stitching me up. He says, you know, you're gonna have a scar from this. And I said, I damn well better. I did something so fucking stupid as this. I better have a scar to remind me. It's like the slave that would follow around Julius Caesar and just lean into him all the time and say, remember that you are mortal.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let you guys go.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Radis.
You're welcome.
Bye.
I hear Arctic Elf is waiting, too.
Yeah, we got a couple of people. I think one I lost before called back. Hello, area code 828. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. It's Tommy from Asheville.
Hey.
Tommy. Hey, Tommy.
Hey. Cool. I've got a pretty good one. I decided a couple of years ago on New Year's Day that it'd be a good idea to try to toss an apple into the air and cut it in half.
Oh no. Boy. Oh, no.
I believe it didn't go as well as I thought it would. Yeah, so I had to toss the apple up in the air and just take a great tennis overhand swing with the knife.
What kind of knife? I want to know how big it is. I got a picture of this.
Knife. Oh, cool. Butcher knife. Kitchen knife.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
At least it wasn't a katana. That's what I was waiting for.
Yeah. I was thinking a machete.
Big, bold,
steel. Well, that
would
make the story somewhat better,
special.
I think. I completely missed the apple. Completely. Did not miss my hand beneath the apple, however.
Oh, God.
So I look down. There's a knife stuck in my ring finger. I'm thinking, this isn't good.
Oops.
And then I realize, I can't move my ring finger.
Yeah.
That's really bad. So I, before the blood started to well up, I patched myself up and got myself to the hospital. And,
and
I had to tell the nurses.
Story
and
of what
yes,
happened.
Yes, I was chopping an apple.
In the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you kind of leave that part out. It was a tragic apple cutting incident.
Well, that's it. I mean, everybody in the hospital was thinking, you should, dress this story up a little bit because you seem like kind of a dumbass. I had people, while I was waiting, while I was waiting to get my hands sewed up, I had somebody from another section of the hospital come over and be like, "You're that guy. They told me about you."
Yeah, I'm that guy.
Yeah. And you know, it was all fun and games until they took the dressing off that I had put on. Because, you know, I'm kind of shocky. I'm, you know, making jokes. And everybody was laughing until they took the dressing off. Like, oh, shit. So, yeah. I figure when you freak out the people at the hospital,
yeah,
you've done yourself good.
Yeah, that's
you nice. Earned that scar.
Those few moments before the blood wells up are also pretty good because, you know, most of the time when you slice into yourself, you don't really get a good look at at what your inner workings are looking like.
Yeah.
The blood hides it. But yeah, that was the same thing with my thumb. When I saw the fat pad underneath my thumb, I went, "Oh, that's not good." I didn't see red. I saw yellow. And
I'm noticing a theme here.
Yeah.
Most of these involve slicing yourself open with sharp objects.
Yeah, well, yeah, cause especially when you hit tendons, because it looks just like the silver skin on a tenderloin.
Oh no, okay.
Yeah, it's not good.
Okay, well, thanks for calling. We got people stacking up now. So
enjoy the show. Take care.
Thank
guys.
You. Bye.
I am cringing.
Yeah, ouch.
I'm jerky just because.
Yeah, we got two more stacked up here. Let's. Area code 508. You are on the air.
Hey.
Hey, this is Arctic Elf.
Hey.
Arctic Elf.
I know that guy.
I know that area code.
We've met once.
He's down on the Cape.
Cape of what?
Well, yeah, I'm down in Southern Virginia. That Cape.
Well, what's up, Arctic Elf?
Well, I've got a good. I'm finally awake when your show's on the air.
Excellent.
Instead of having to be up at fucking 4 o'clock in the morning the next day.
Ugh. This is a 4 a.m.
Yeah.
They make them in the a.m. too. The good news is that the traffic's not bad at that hour.
No, it's not.
Yeah, but there's the drunks coming home from the bars.
But there's no traffic cops either, so you can outrun them. Ask me how I know. Especially speaking of the Cape, that's where you can have some. You can really make some time in your commute. Is if you gonna go down to the Cape, you can really haul some ass.
Going to Woods Hole.
Yeah, or Scituate was mostly when I was going at like 2 a.m.
So Arctic Elf, what's your disaster?
Well, my disaster is old, but I still have a good scar from it. I learned a lesson about cantilevers when I was about 6 or 7. Take one treehouse, several boards, a bucket of nails, and a hammer.
Oh, dear. And, it sounds like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Like it sounds like a setup for like a goofy cartoon, you know.
He's Arctic Elf E. Coyote.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, it turns out that part where you hang in the air, not so much. No, you nail... You nail a board to the edge of your treehouse, and naturally, what do you do next? You climb out on it, and you nail another board to the end of that one.
Oh, no.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
And you ran out of boards, so you went back and got the first one?
It is a cartoon.
No, somewhere around the second nail, while I was completely suspended on the board... The first set of nails decided to come out because, you know, there's not much holding them on except friction. There's a lesson there in picking the correct fastener for the job.
Should he use rivets?
I did a swan dive onto a rock.
Ow!
And I still have my wife likes to call it the Harry Potter scar to prove it.
Ouch.
I got one of them, too.
Somehow I'm not surprised.
You breaking a scar with your forehead?
It was as an infant, my mom keeps saying that if she hadn't taken me to the ER, I wouldn't have had a scar because she dressed. I was 1 or 2 years old. I was just walking and stocking feet on hardwood floor, meeting a hardwood end table, and it sliced my forehead open, and Mom dressed it up with butterfly stitches. But then she said, "Well, I'll take him to the ER and have the doctors have a look at him." And they took the butterfly stitches off, and then it popped open, and Mom went, "Oh, that'll scar up."
Ooh.
Yeah,
that's really a mark.
Well, my younger sister, who watched me do this, decided to wait until I got up and started moving again, which was, well, she was 3 or 4, so we're not sure how long I was out and bleeding on the ground, but it was well past butterfly stitches.
She was waiting to see if she was going to be an only child.
Yeah, am I going to get the big room? Darn.
He's got some nice shit.
She denies that to this day, but... My father, who was a doctor, was fortunately home, and I said, son, you're going to the ER, and we're going to put some stitches in that, and it's going to leave a mark, and that will remind you not to be so fucking stupid.
That's always a good one.
Yeah.
You know, though, I mean, I've had cuts stitched, I've had cuts that weren't stitched, and damn, I can't tell the difference between the two. I had one where very similar to reaching over the hot water to turn the to turn the cold water on. Don't reach over a fillet knife to pick up the bait to put it on your fish hook.
Yeah,
because when you put your arm down and it's directly over the knife, it'll go in and stick in the bone.
Ouch!
Yeah, that hurt a lot.
Yeah, I've got a fair number of good scars with unfortunate stories. Most of them came from my time in the Boy Scout. My impression is it depends a lot more on how you cut yourself than how the wound was closed afterwards.
Yeah, if it's a sharp, you know, even cut, then it's probably not going to scar. If it's a raggedy tear or something, then.
I worked with a guy that as a child was hopping a chain link fence, and when he came back the other side, it actually hooked him in the chin. I kept telling him that the trick is to tell people he'd been in a knife fight, because he looked like a former gangbanger.
Yeah, that'll mess up good.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. We got another caller waiting, so we'll try to move everybody along.
All right. Well,
what a great
evening.
Topic.
Yeah, it is a great topic. Thanks, sir. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks, Jay. We didn't need anything else for this week.
That's right.
Hey, see?
Yep.
And our next caller is area code.
I know what people want.
Area code 940. You're on the air. Hello.
Y'all hear me all right?
Yes, we can.
Yes, sir.
All right. This is the Redneck Engineer. How y'all doing, Signe?
Doing all right.
Hey!
He's famous on the internet.
I bet being a Redneck Engineer, you have injured yourself in the past.
aren't you the gentleman that's got a home-built 50 BMG?
Well, the word gentleman is kind of pushing it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I heard y'all talking about my little range tour the other day. I was listening to the squirrel report a couple weeks late.
Ah,
believe you impressed Mr.
Bullcast. I don't get my circle picks anymore, so this is the best it's on the internet anymore. Anyway, yeah, that's that was a $400 range toy. Everybody seemed to like it. Cormac kind of outlined some of the problems we had with it. That was the first time it made it out to the range for a bunch of people to try it. And I will say that the ammo was more the problem than anything, because the primers on it were so hard. The AR-15 spring in the action just didn't want to light them off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's why you tape a bunch of pennies to the hammer.
Yeah,
I was going to say you get a you know, 4-pound masonry sledge.
Well, yeah, but
drywall
that
axe.
That would bring the tally of the build up another $10, and I just can't afford that. Now, the gun, you know, what Cormac's saying was wrong. The gun didn't just go off on its own. You had to sit there and keep resetting the hammer, and you had to hit the firing pin every time for it to go off. Sometimes it'd take 2 or 3 hits. And because it's not a production Barrett or anything, it doesn't have a cam extractor. So I was having to hit the damn bolt handle with a rubber hammer. I broke the damn bolt handle and found a bolt to bed of the truck. I got it running, though.
Well, if you own a Mosin Nagant, you're used to that action anyway, and you've already got the 2x4 handy.
That's so. Right.
Well, I'll tell you this. Borpatch and a few others had a good old time with it. Unfortunately, see, we're having another blog meet and blog shoot here next month in Dallas. And unfortunately, it doesn't look like Borpatch is going to get to make it to shoot that sumbitch again.
Oh, well.
However, if any of y'all ever make it down to Dallas and y'all want to shoot it, ammo's on me.
Oh.
Alan, you're closest.
I'll be in Houston next April.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like a 5-hour drive from Houston to Dallas.
No, that's right around the corner.
Shoot a 50? Hello.
Hey, when I lived in West Texas out in Midland, Odessa a couple of years ago, 5 hours is, hell, that's just going to see your neighbors, you know what I mean?
I just got back from Wisconsin, all right? Not quite as big as Texas, but just as empty.
Wisconsin, where the hell is that?
It snows there all the time.
Pretty much. I believe it's actually in the Arctic Circle.
Anyway, I heard y'all talking about the 50. I thought I'd get on this chat.
Of course, all right.
With the subject being injuries, I've got plenty of stories, but I think I'll hold off on most of them. But I will give y'all one little story.
Excellent.
I was 17. And I was, just before my senior year in high school, I was uptown. I live here in a real small town. Everybody knows everybody. Well, some gal moved in from, I don't know, up north somewhere. It all looks the same to me. Anyway, she had a little Ford Ranger truck. And since I was 17, I got two things on my mind. I'm sure you can guess what those are.
Sex and sex.
Yeah. But not in that order. So I was concerned with this gal, and I told her that I was going to...
This is the best call ever.
I know.
Yeah, I had a portable Sawzall in my truck. I mean, I'm a redneck. You're supposed to carry those things. Well, I told her I was going to cut her drive shaft in half, because that's just how we flirt down here, I guess. Anyway.
Was that like a pickup line?
Hey, yeah, baby. It was supposed to be. Oh.
Cut your drive shaft in half. Is that
better than dipping her pigtails in an inkwell?
All right, go ahead.
There's more story there, but you know, I'll leave it
there.
All
right,
anyway,
go ahead.
I crawled under her truck. She didn't know that I was underneath her truck. She thought I was beside her truck.
Oh no!
So she thought that would be an opportune time to do a burnout.
Oh no!
And my face was right in front of the rear tire on the driver's side.
Oh no!
Passenger side. And
oh dear Lord.
She did a burnout literally a few thousandths of an inch from my nose and then drove over my head.
Oh,
oh my God.
Yikes. That's at least worth a hand job.
Wow, you should have cut her drive shaft in half.
Wow.
Oh, fuck that. I think when you felt that tire go up over your head, you said, I made it. I'm in.
Yeah.
This is what we've come here for, boys.
I had a couple of friends that were in the store. We were out in the parking lot of the store. Anyway, they came outside. I walked up to them. They said, what the hell are you so happy about? And I said, I just got run over by a truck.
Wow.
thankfully, it was a Ford Ranger. That way it didn't hurt too bad.
It didn't have weight to it.
Given
it's a testament to the human skull, I got to say.
If you ever are moseying around the internet, there's a blog out there called Girls Heart Guns. The author of Girls Heart Guns, her husband was actually one of the people in the store when this happened. he can recount the whole thing.
That cracking tortoise shell sound.
So what did it?
So never try to pick up women with a Sawzall. That's the moral of the story.
Well, you know, they come apart when you do that.
Alan's got a crawl space full of them.
It ruins the skin.
You can't make ponchos out of their hide.
That's right.
Or a leather face mask.
Oh,
yeah.
Golly.
Pickup lines that involve a Sawzall or asking them if you can wear their skin as a coat.
Yeah.
Bad ideas.
Not a good one at all.
Actually, I think I may have gotten lucky with that one. I'm just saying. not everyone can pull it off, but old Weirdington can.
If you find a girl that goes for that one, she's a keeper.
Well, she wasn't a keeper, but you know, I did get more than a hand job out of it.
Oh God.
TMI.
Oh goodness.
We're all going to hell.
Well, it beats the pickup line of I've got a jar, a video camera, and some Crisco. Watch what happens next.
Oh, no.
Hey, y'all, hold my beer and watch this.
I'd say I'm French Canadian. I know what that's all about. You're going to make pie.
What happened? What happened to that jar squatter video? Anyway?
Oh, the training video.
Well, anyway, folks, I'm sure there's other people on the line. I'm going to get off here.
All right.
Oh, thank you very much for the call.
Thanks for calling.
Y'all have a good night.
Bye.
Redneck Engineer, everybody.
All righty. And that call-in number is 214-530
ran over his head.
0036.
Come on. Somebody's got to be able to top this.
I got to say is that from reading Kelly's blog, there's got to be at least one penile fracture.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it.
I came very close with that girl that the let me wear your skin pickup line. I came very close to one evening, and it was very painful, but luckily there was no eggplant effect.
Yeesh.
Oh, God.
It's super weird.
Oh, man.
Lord.
So anyway,
that call number, 214-530-0036. Somebody's got to beat a truck running over your head. That's what we're up to now.
We started to talk about that Aiken dipshit. Is there anything else anybody wants to say about that dumbass?
He's a tool. The media's biased. Next.
Yeah.
My big issue is that, I mean, what he said was I'm even going to say it. What he said wasn't all that stupid as far as politicians go, because he did what all politicians do.
No, but he's a Republican, so
he talked to an expert about something that he has a political axe to grind about. He knows nothing about the subject, and so therefore he really only heard bits and pieces of it and said, well, I'm going to make a campaign speech out of it, and just totally stepped on his dick. And I think the real big deal is that, you know, he essentially said, well, I'm sorry I fucked up, and I know that everybody on the fucking planet just said we don't like you anymore and we'd like you to drop out of the race, but I'm not going to do that because I'm awesome.
Well, if if he'd been Joe Biden, it would have been no big deal.
They would have just laughed, and, you know, it's just Joe. He probably ate too much paste or licked too many windows this week.
Yeah.
It's not like he was talking about being surprised that some of them coloreds are clean,
or you know well spoken.
All right, we got another caller. Area code 210.
Hey, that's San Antonio, wouldn't it?
You're on the air.
Yeah, San Antonio.
All right. Hey.
It's Chris. How y'all doing?
Yeah, it's Chris.
Hey, Chris.
I was gonna say, I know one person in San Antonio. I hope that's Tim, because I bet he's got fun stories. Tell a story, Chris.
I'm telling you, we could do an entire 2-hour Squirrel Report episode on how I have been injured over the years.
What are you doing?
And if I get too drunk to be able to finish the stories, my wife's sitting right here. She can finish and possibly leak into next week's show.
And by added bonus, if you're too drunk, there may be another story.
There you go.
There always is.
Yeah, there could be one live on the Squirrel Report.
That's right.
Oh, penile fracture!
From across the room.
Okay, honey. The internet demands it.
Stupid injuries. The one that comes to mind to me New Year's Eve, 1998. This would be December 31st, 1998.
Were you partying like it's 1999?
We were trying to, but unfortunately, I was on the clock. I was doing, stage tech on the main stage in Memphis, Tennessee, where they were doing the big drop of the ball in Memphis, and we were getting into the headline act. They were coming on stage, and they were supposed to come on and do the drop of the ball and then play their set. So we had the set changes down to a science. The problem was it was 20 degrees outside. I mean, it was I'm sure that Jay and Breeder are probably going, hell, that's springtime here.
I start wearing shorts. I bust out the shorts there.
Yeah. Well, to me, that's multiple layers freezing ass cold right there. That's bloody damn cold. And apparently, as it turns out, when you're on stage and some idiot spills a bottle of water and it's 20 degrees outside and the wind chill's got it down because the wind's blowing like 20 miles an hour, 15, 20 miles an hour, it turns out water can turn into ice fairly rapidly. We're getting ready to, we're getting ready to go live and the set change has to happen. We've got like a 4 minute set change. Some idiot screwed up the keyboard rig. So I'm over there trying to put it all back together and they're screaming at me from the side of the stage. We've got like 30 seconds to live and I can't exactly hide. I'm wearing this big orange FedEx jumpsuit because it was going to keep the wind off of me. So I'm glowing in the dark here, and there's cameras pointed all at this stage. So with about 10 seconds to go, I finally get the job done, and I go running across the stage and find this formerly spot of water is now frozen solid. And when I hit it, I felt my, I was at full speed. I mean, I was at a full-blown sprint. So I tried to get my legs to go in front of me. I could just do a second base slide right off stage and right out of the view of the cameras. And it didn't work. My left leg went out from under me. My right leg landed under the full weight of my body.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Yeah, it was one of those. Despite the crowd noise and everything else that was going on, I'm fairly certain that I remember the sound of both my knee and my ankle cracking.
Ouch!
Oh, ow!
Yeah,
it hurts. Owie, 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 owie.
Yep.
There's a big orange pile of me sitting still in the view of the cameras. People are still screaming at me. They don't know I'm hurt. So I, with my hands, pulled myself off to the side of the stage. I pulled myself up next to the monitor rig, and then they went live like immediately as soon as I got off stage. They went live, did the countdown from 30, and that was my New Year's right there. The fireworks went off and hugs and all that time and the whole nine yards. And then I asked the nearest guy with the radio if there were any paramedics.
Oh no!
Daddy needs a meat truck.
Spent the first 4 hours of 1999 in Methodist Central Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee.
All right, hey, that's a coach.
Yeah, loads and loads of fun that was.
Ouchie.
A couple of other quick things, because I know there's probably other people waiting.
Yes, there are.
The mother of all irony is on the House Committee for Science, Space, and Technology. Will somebody please explain to me how the fuck that happened?
Huh?
Aiken.
Oh,
it's the same. It's the same way that a failed lawyer from Tennessee is the head of the global warming group.
Yeah,
it's they're all stupid.
Yeah,
it's who you know. It's who you know, not what you know.
Because none of them know shit.
Knowledge doesn't really have to be a precursor to science leadership.
Nope.
Well, then again, we've got people who, you know, think that the barrel shroud is the shoulder thing that goes up, writing gun laws. So.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, the shoulder thing. And on that note, nice segue. You got my back there. I'll throw this last little tidbit out. I'm the owner of a shiny new boomstick.
Oh,
woohoo!
All woohoo! Right. Congratulations.
Well, you know, kind of new. It's a friend had an old but still in new condition Taurus Model 82, which is apparently a Model 10 clone. And it was bartered for services on a MacBook Pro. So
oh.
I did work on the computer.
Tying it into Alan.
Excellent.
There you go. Alan can appreciate it, and he'll probably ask you more questions about the MacBook Pro later. But
no, I promise.
In a world of Macintosh, I'm your name.
That's right. Cool. Well, thanks for calling.
Excellent. Thanks for calling, Chris.
You guys have a good night.
All right. Bye. And we got another caller, and I know who this one is.
Uh-oh.
This is Jason Kerr.
At the sound of the tone, the time is 9:13 American time.
It's 10:13 Brita time.
That's right. That's the only time that matters is Brita time.
Yeah, you East Coast people.
Very true. Well, I'm not sure my story is as gory as everyone else. I mean, all that happened is I was nearly decapitated by a roller coaster. So.
Awesome.
Murdered
well,
by
shit, that ain't nothing. Hang up now.
Just rub some dirt on it and walk it off.
Yeah.
Just rub some bacon on it.
Spray. Tell us what happened.
Oh, buff out.
All right. High school senior trip to Six Flags.
Why does this always happen when everybody's like 16, 17, 18?
Because that's when you're most stupid.
That didn't smarten up died.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, there was a small indoor roller coaster there at Six Flags Over Texas called the Runaway Mine Train. And this was back in the old days before they got it all Looney Tuned and everything.
This in Arlington?
Yeah.
Yep. That's been there.
The one. What was it known before it got assimilated by the Six Flags Borg?
What?
Well, because like Six Flags in Massachusetts used to be Riverside.
Oh, and in Texas it was always Six Flags.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They were the first.
Yep.
That's right. So that's where the Borg originated. Gotcha.
Pretty much. But anyway, I was going on the Runaway Mine Train with a bunch of my friends. And
that's a fun roller coaster, too. That's a fun roller coaster, too. I like that one.
Oh, it is. That it's still one of my favorites.
No hard feelings.
No hard feelings.
But anyway.
Wow, that is a big-ass spider.
Let him finish. This is interesting.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Jason. Continue.
No, that's fine. Of course, they go over all the safety rules. Now, and one of the ones they tell you is do not stand up on the roller coaster.
Oh, no.
Well, it starts going, and this is an indoor one, and a lot of it's pretty dark. And at one point, you're getting pulled up the incline, ready to go down, and for some stupid reason, I decided, well, I want to stand up and see what's coming next. So I do. And, of course, it's dark and I can't see anything. And then just as I'm sitting down, wham, the front of my head hits the wall. And I just almost fell out of the car. I don't remember the rest of the ride. But I do know if I'd been standing up completely at that time, I would probably be shorter than Brita now.
You would have been decaffeinated.
Well, either that or you'd be blown into a straw to steer your wheelchair.
Yikes.
I'm just glad God takes care of stupid people so I didn't have to find out.
Yeah. Yikes.
But he takes care of the stupid people he likes.
Yeah. That's I don't know. That's a pretty good one.
Why do we have uh-oh?
No, just cat
Mike,
stuff. Sorry.
Mike walked into the room.
No.
No. Sorry.
Mike knows he has to be upstairs when the show's on.
Oh, by the way, I listened to last week's Squirrel Report, and I forget who asked the question, but they were talking about the NIMS enforcement people buying ammo and stuff.
Yes, that's
yeah.
right. We did ask
yeah,
that.
Yeah, those we call them the fish cops, and they're regular. I mean, it's just a question of, you know, everyone's got their own jurisdiction, and it's one of those things of it's the same difference as park rangers, that they're carrying guns because they're the cops in the park, and it's one of those if it's a fisheries boat or someone who's poaching in on a fishery, that's their jurisdiction to arrest people, and just like any other cop, they're armed.
Well, that's great and all, but it kind of makes me nervous that the Department of Education has shotguns, because I do work for a school district, and that makes me nervous.
Yeah.
Well, some of them punk kids need a little bit of lead therapy.
The ones you ought to worry about are the Library of Congress cops.
You know, ever want to screw with an armed librarian?
That's right.
No, ever. Right. They'll kill you.
Pay your damn fines.
Now, I bet you they enforce late fees there.
Return those books. And for the love of God, don't reshelve something. Oh.
No, we hate that.
They'll string you up.
Deliberately put it back in the wrong spot.
Not paying the fine.
It's over with the decimal system.
Reshelving, they'll just give me some bird shot in the knee.
Yeah, I was going to be a librarian, then I took some bird shot to the knee.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for Brita.
Oh, I've got to go with a Skyrim name.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Jason. Okay, ask Brita.
Question for Brita.
Oh, what? Yes.
Are they going to install the entire leg on Tuesday or just the tractor beam?
What? The tractor beam. There's no
nice.
Tractor beam that I know of.
There is a trailer hitch.
There should be.
Rita's getting her leg made by John Deere.
Yes.
Sorry. Yeah. I spent too much time in Wisconsin.
I'm posting it in chat so that way you can get the joke.
Okay.
It's a Star Trek thing.
Oh, I'll have to watch it late after the show.
But anyway.
Actually, right. Yeah, I should do a leg update because last week I was so excited about my leg. I was going to have my leg, and it never happened. I was supposed to get
missing.
It on Monday, and I was walking out to my car to go to the appointment, and I looked at my iPhone, and it said I had a message from the place, and they're like, hey, could you call before you come to your appointment?
Uh-oh.
And so I called, and they're like, we hate to do this to you, but
we're going to
there's
anyway.
Been some sort of manufacturer delay, blah, 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 blah. I don't even know the reason, but I have an appointment again a week from today. So hopefully a week from today.
We will keep
still not gotten to wear the sandals or test drive the bikini or anything. Yeah.
That's a crying
shame. Very frustrating.
It is.
It doesn't stay warm here in Ohio very long.
Yeah,
I mean, we don't have many beach days.
The window is closing rapidly.
Yes, it is. I'm panicking.
You can still test drive the bikini.
No. It's cold.
Oh, yes, you can.
The fact that it's cold makes it even better.
That's a feature.
Anyway.
Feature.
Even more pointed.
Not a bug.
Yeah.
I have a suggestion that if they put you off one more time,
yes.
Cancel the order and let Redneck Engineer design your leg.
It'll be entirely made out of cigarette butts and scrap lumber.
Oh, terrific. And duct tape.
And duct tape, right.
Bailing wire.
Yep.
And it'll be able to fire 50 BMG.
I would, yeah.
And it'll only cost you $4.
Yep.
And that's an interesting color. What do you call that? Primer gray.
Yeah. And a case of beer. Hey, thanks for calling, Jason. We got
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right. Bye.
We got, you know, before we go on, Alan, I wanted to, how many people do we have listening tonight? What's the top number?
Well, we had as many, well, I think at one point we had 24 people.
Yeah.
25.
25 at the most. And our listeners live, we're at 30 now. We were as high as 32 at one point.
Excellent. So. Wow.
People are listening.
Top of the world, Ma. Top of the world.
Not That's right. bad. And downloads, apparently people, we get a lot of downloads. I haven't done, August yet, but July it was several thousand downloads. I mean, well in the thousands for the month. So
that scares me. It kind of does. It's kind of cool, kind of scary.
Yep. All right. So next caller, and this one's this is MDev. It's like the regular
getting yelled at by the cat.
Hey, MDev, you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Hi, MDev.
Uh-oh.
Well,
he sounds kind of
I have to say, I had to call in because I've got a pretty good self-injury story.
Sweet.
Excellent. Go ahead.
Penile fracture?
Oh, God. I don't want to know.
Weird. What did you say? And I can only assume it involved the dolphin.
No, he said penile fracture. And if somebody's actually got one of those, please call in because it's weird.
I was like 13 when this happened, and, you know, I wasn't that popular. I was 12 or 13, and it was the day my mother bought a motorcycle.
Oh.
And she bought the motorcycle used from another lady across town. So the lady rode the bike over across town and then had her husband follow her over, so she had a, you know, way to get back or whatever. And then the lady took mom out on the bike for a little bit and kind of showed it, and then mom test rode the bike. So the bike was running for, like, probably the better half of 3 solid hours. It was a little Yamaha 250, right?
Yeah.
So mom goes inside. I'm 12-year-old, you know.
You touched it, didn't you?
And I'm in shorts, you know. Yep, absolutely. And I, as I'm walking up to it, I put the outside of my calf on the tailpipe. Right?
Did you hear the sizzle?
Now this will tell you a little bit about how I was raised. I was far more worried about my mother kicking my ass than I was the blister that was forming on my leg.
You got
so I said, wait a minute, I know how to handle this.
Oh, no.
I'm in Scouts. There's a whole thing in my new Boy Scout handbook about how to handle blisters. Run upstairs to my room, like, you know, kind of barrel rolling and conveniently not putting that side of my leg to my mom, who's in the living room at the time. And I'm reading and, you know, I do this and I do that and I kind of bandage it up and whatever. And I make sure I put on some real tall socks, which looked great. And for like a week, I just only wear jeans and, you know, soft socks and whatever. Right. So finally, at some point, I've got my pajamas on and mom sees this top heel partially mistreated blister.
Oh.
And she goes, what happened? And I was like, I fell outside. And mom's like, no, you didn't. And it, you know.
Can't fool mom.
It came out what I had done. The only saving grace was about a year later, my brother did the exact same thing, except he ran screaming into my mother and she took care of him. So I was actually kind of pissed that she didn't kick his ass because, you know, I was really far more worried about my mom's reaction than the ginormous blister on my leg. So that was probably my best self injury.
That was not bad.
Right, that was pretty good.
And a lot of, you know, sucking it up and dealing with it. Very
good. Yeah.
I like the Boy Scout handbook idea.
But I mean, it was also, you know, I did not want to admit to my mother that I had touched her bike. which you told me not to.
Exactly. Not just touched it, but you got your filthy flesh on it.
That's
Come
right.
on.
Well, luckily it wasn't the new Harley that she's got now, or she would have been, you know, scrubbing.
He would have wrapped it in muslin because that's all they had.
Did you have to clean the flesh off of the tailpipe?
No, I think she just said, stay the hell away from my bike. I'll take care of it.
SOS will take it right off, just by the way.
From experience, Jay?
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you're really worried about it, you can spray some Pam on there, you know, for that nonstick.
Hey, I've got a friend who his wife lost a set of brand new motorcycle boots to his tailpipe, and he lost a set of tailpipes to it.
Ooh,
because they melted on good.
They must not have been leather if they melted.
That's why I laughed.
Oh no, they weren't. This is the sole. This is the rubber sole that it just, you know,
gotcha,
oozed all over for quite a ride until she looked down and his chrome tailpipes were black.
She shouldn't have been putting her damn feet on them then.
Well, you know, I think she knows that now.
That's what foot pegs are for, damn it.
Yeah, that's why we have pegs and/or boards.
Yeah.
Every time I see some idiot going down in shorts and flip-flops, I'm like, you got a lot of faith in your ability not to touch your foot to the pipe, man.
Yeah.
I had the calf burn from being on the back of a motorcycle once.
Yeah, that'll happen. I think everybody that's ever had a motorcycle has a leg burn from it at some point.
Boyfriend in college, he did tell me, don't put your leg there.
Or anyone that's got a 72 Corvette, the one that had the side.
Oh, the pipes next to the door? Yeah. Side pipes.
Wait, what? Pipes next to the door in a car?
Yeah.
Side pipes, yeah.
Yeah, Dodge Viper had them, too.
The Dodge Viper has them, too, and Car and Driver. Every Car and Driver that reviews a new Viper model all talks about the one guy at the shop that burned their leg on the sill.
Well, hell.
Friggin' good to know.
Wally's full auto 223, I burned my fucking hand on that handguard after several hundred rounds.
I've done that on my AK before.
Oh,
when the varnish starts smoking and the pins are so hot they raise blisters on your hand. Oh yeah,
I did it on my SKS after I went to the war patch.
Guns getting hot. I shot sporting clays this week, and a friend of mine promptly busted his shotgun on like station number 3. So we were passing my new 870 back and forth. And somewhere between the hot sun and the, you know, constant firing of passing the 870 back and forth, I grabbed that barrel at the wrong spot and it hurt.
I had a similar thing when I was shooting sporting clays, but I was using my 590 and I bumped the heat shield. I think I had it up on my shoulder and I bumped the heat shield against my neck. And I was like, wow, an assault weapon feature just really saved my ass because it was just, ooh, that's warm. But I know that, oh, that's warm because that barrel's fucking hot.
Yeah, we won't talk about my sporting clay score.
Okay.
Let's just say I've shot better trap rounds.
All right.
And sporting clay is out of 100, so, you know.
Eek.
Yeah, it was less than optimal.
But. All right. Well, thanks for calling, MDev.
All right. Talk to you later. Have a good one, and talk to you all next week.
All right. Bye. All right. And that call-in number, 214-530-0036.
Do we finally run out of callers? No way.
Yeah, we did run out for a minute, but I'm sure we'll get some more. In the meantime, we have some more topics to talk about.
We do.
Can we talk about Newsweek? Because I didn't go into Harvard Square.
No, we didn't talk about Newsweek, but that's an excellent one to talk about.
Because I didn't go into Harvard Square for nothing to take that picture.
That's right.
Yes. Thank you, Weird, for taking that hit for the team.
We call Harvard Square here Red Square because it's pretty much the Kremlin of Massachusetts.
It's Moscow on the Charles. There's no question about that.
And but yeah, so I mean, this is the place where any day of the week, any time of the week, there are people holding progressive signs, bitching and complaining about stuff, and lots of dirty, smelly people that you can't tell if they're male or female. And you know, lots of now it's lots of hipsters with goofy glasses, and
MacBooks.
Yeah, MacBooks, jeans that are painted on, and beards that look like they didn't really try. I grew up better beard in high school. And I'll tell you right now that after about 2 weeks, I decided to shave off the sides so that at least I could get some contrast.
You look like Maynard G. Krebs.
Oh God, it was awful.
So, where was the, okay, so the cover we're talking about, in case you're not paying any attention, is the one, the Newsweek cover, I guess it's this week's Newsweek, where it's like, what is it, Obama, time for a new president.
Hit the road, Barack.
Yeah, hit the road. Very refreshing. Honestly, I'm surprised it was in Newsweek. I'm just shocked.
I am as well.
The only thing I can think of is the accountants were like in charge. And they were like, oh, fuck yeah, this will sell some copies.
Well, sure. You know, I looked for that copy at the library and it wasn't there. I don't know if somebody stole it or I don't know. But I looked, the way our magazine rack is, it's like the back issues are underneath. And so I lifted up the little thing to look for the back, you know, through the back issues to see if it was there. And one of the previous covers of Newsweek was a big picture of Barack Obama with the words, the first gay president.
Yep.
Nobody had issues with that. I thought that was like, you know.
We're all socialists now?
Yeah, that was...
Well, that one, yeah. Ugh.
And,
but yeah. So,
this article was written by a conservative, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, mostly.
Ish.
Yeah.
Conservative. He's British.
Right. Yeah.
Ish. Oh, okay, well.
He's also a tenured Harvard professor.
Yeah.
I think he is. Neil.
Oh, Alan.
Hey.
Wow.
I don't, these weird foreign spellings. I don't know.
I know.
Damn Ferners.
Yeah. Anyway, was it Neil Ferguson? Is that who?
Yes. Yeah. Neil.
Okay.
You're so cute.
Isn't he Scottish and he has a late night show? No, wait, that's
no, that's Colin. That's his brother.
That's his brother.
Yeah, so basically he's the article was like, you know, the interesting thing about the article is it's not it wasn't about so much how horrible Obama's policies were, but that he's failed every single campaign promise he made.
Which is true.
And his whole point in the article was that, you know, this guy campaigned on this and then did something completely different. And
he's done pretty much the polar opposite.
Yeah. He is not the person that everybody, you know, obviously elected. So, yay, great article. And, I'm glad Weird got a picture of it in the wild. That was really cool.
Yeah, because when we initially started talking about it, you said, I don't think Newsweek's in publication anymore. I think it's all online now.
Well, because they actually said they were going to going to cease having a print edition this year, and I thought they had already stopped, but apparently they're still cranking them out. But they said this would probably be the last year they actually have a print edition.
Yeah, Brita confirmed that they indeed stock the print edition of Newsweek at the library, and so
we've got all sorts of everything.
So I said, well, there's a big fucking newsstand in Harvard Square, and it is the most liberal place on earth. So there's a chance it might not be there just because it might offend their sensibilities, and they might just not want to stock it. But if it's there, that would be super duper ironic. And if this guy's a Harvard professor too, that's even better. So I decided to take a little time out of my day and scoot over to this newsstand, and I went in and I went around, you know, around to the back racks, thinking I'd see it there, Nope, not there. It was all car and driver and that sort of stuff. Went around to the other corner, and there's actually, they had a fucking huge stack of porn. Who fucking buys pornography anymore? I was really floored by it. It was quite a selection, and I have no idea how they make any money on that. So
advertising.
Well, no,
like every
no.
Other magazine.
Well, yeah. No. What I mean is the newsstand, because they gotta buy the issues.
Yeah.
And who the fuck's gonna buy it? Especially we're talking Harvard Square here. These people all have.
Oh, they don't pay for what doesn't sell.
Yeah. So. And so I was like, well, shit, I don't see it. And then I realized that there's a bunch of newsstands that are down low. I mean, that's the picture I've got on my blog is essentially I'm pointing it down at the floor, and it's right underneath the cash register. So everybody that goes up to go buy a pack of smokes or buy a porn rag or car and driver or something like that or a newspaper, they have to go up and look right at this. And it was a big stack of them too.
I love it.
It's right beside Time, another magazine that I didn't know they still printed anymore.
I thought
the print edition was given directly to dentist's offices.
Hey, we got another caller.
Yay!
Area code 610. Hello. Hello, 610.
610. That's Pennsylvania.
Is it?
Yep.
610, that was Smith & Wesson's 10mm revolver.
Bingo.
Oh, 610, you're on the air. Hello.
No, they're not.
Going once.
Oh, darn
Hello?
It.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What's your name?
This is Andrew.
Hey, Andrew. Thanks for calling.
Not a problem. Are you guys still talking about the weird... /gory work injury.
Absolutely.
Hells yeah.
You got one?
All right, this one, compared to all the others, it kind of falls flat, but it's just bizarre enough that I kind of had to share it.
Excellent.
Happened late this past May. I broke my finger by dropping a box of frozen chickens on it.
Oh,
yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, we need to hear how this happened.
Okay, so I should preface this by saying I work in the prepared food section of a supermarket.
I thought you were going to preface it saying I was indeed masturbating at the time.
Okay. So what happened was our order for the week of rotisserie chicken didn't come in. So I had to go to the big walk-in freezer to go get the ones to keep in reserve. Only, I don't know who, someone had put them way high up on a shelf. So I had to go get a ladder, but I couldn't get the ladder to where it needed to go because there was stuff in the way and I was too lazy to move the stuff. So,
oops.
And this took about, like, this took like 5-10 minutes. By the time I finally start pulling the chickens off the shelf, my hand, I was a dumbass. I didn't put gloves on, and it's 30 below in there. So my hands are totally numb. So I'm pulling like the second or third box off the shelf, and the box slips, and it hits the shelf. It's halfway off the shelf. It rolls off the shelf, only my finger is between it and the shelf when it goes down.
Ow.
So, crunch.
Oh, ow.
So if your fingers were numb, though, like, did it take you a while before you noticed?
Yeah, I didn't feel a thing. I had no idea anything had happened until I walked out. I left the freezer, and feelings started to come back into my fingers, and I'm walking back to my counter with the chickens on the cart, and I realized, wait a minute, I can feel 9 of my fingers. I can't feel the 10th one.
Oh.
This is bad. And I look at it, the nail is all discolored, and it's scraped up really bad. I'm like, oh boy, I better go find my manager.
Like, oh fuck, this is going to hurt.
Yep.
That didn't even cross my mind. I mean, it did hurt, but because it was scraped up, I had to, like, wash it and bandage it right away because it was starting to ooze blood a little bit, and you can't have an open wound around food.
Yeah, right.
All over the chicken.
So
it's bad.
I'm thinking to myself, okay, this is weird. I didn't even think it was broken until I got home. I took the bandage off, and holy crap, it was from the whatever you call the first knuckle on up to the fingertip was totally black and blue.
Oh, no.
And it was about the size of a cherry tomato.
Ah.
Yuck.
Oh, God.
I'm pointing in a different direction than all the other ones.
I didn't even think it was broken because I could still move the finger. I went to the emergency room and said, yeah, this is a little uncomfortable. Is there anything you can do to, like, make the swelling go down?
And they said, Vicodin!
The physician's assistant came in, one look at it, didn't even take an x-ray, and said, yeah, we're going to take x-rays to confirm, but I'm 99.99% sure you broke it.
Yeah.
And so I got an x-rayed. The x-ray comes through, the physician's assistant comes back in and says, yeah, it's broken. You want to come take a look at the pictures? So there's a picture of something on a computer screen. I assume it's my finger. I have no idea what I'm looking at. So I'm like, okay, I don't see it. And she's like, okay, that's a bone. That's a joint. That's a bone. That's another joint. That's your fingertip bone. Right there, and there was a very visible crack running from my fingertip to just above the first knuckle.
Oh,
and I'm like, if an idiot layman like me can tell that it's broken, it's busted.
Yep.
And then the nurse who checked me into the emergency room comes walking by, and he's like, so, is it? It's not broken, is it? And we, the physician's assistant and I both turned to him, and we're like, yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, it's not. And he looks at the x-ray, and he goes, aw, damn. So, yeah, it was broken. And worst part was, it was my middle finger.
Oh.
No.
So you had it bandaged up.
Until I got to go to the hand specialist about a week later, because it happened on a Thursday. I didn't schedule the appointment until the next day, because I went to the ER at like 9 o'clock at night. I could not move the middle finger on my left hand at all. Which actually, I'm a little ashamed to admit this. Came in a little handy when I had customers who were really ticking me off. Did you just flip me off?
Got a broken finger.
Broken.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I
found out my store manager, completely unrelated, has a kind of a twisted sense of humor. I walked past him 3 days later. He knew what happened because I wound up filing the accident report with him because he was the one on duty at the time. I'm carrying a box from a walk-in refrigerator over to my counter, and I walk past him, and I have to carry the box with my middle finger sticking straight out. About 3 minutes later, I'm at my counter. He comes walking over to the counter with this really pissed off look on his face. And he's like, did you just flip me off? And I'm like, and then he just starts cracking up. So I'm like, ah, crap, I hope you didn't notice. And then he really lost it.
Excellent.
Oh, classy guy. But yeah, that's basically my weird injury story.
Awesome. Well, thanks for calling.
That's a pretty darn good one.
That is a good one. Cool.
Glad you enjoyed it. Always happy to entertain.
Yeah.
All right. Take it easy,
man. Have a good one, guys.
Bye.
Broken fingers. People lit on fire.
Yeah.
Heads crushed by trucks.
Yeah.
This is a damn good show.
I like it. It's like
the Jackass version of the Squirrel Report.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Yeah.
A feral loris eating a librarian's leg.
What?
What?
Those lorises, like, they'll eat a leg.
Yes, they will.
They'll eat a leg.
Slowly.
Oh, we need to call Nancy now. Okay.
What? No, that ain't how it works.
Wow.
I had most of my injuries have been kind of kitchen related. Or food service related, because I worked in a number of restaurants, and I was a barista, and one of our jobs was
How hipster of you!
This was before hipsters were cool. Come on. I was.
Oh, wow. That was a hipster.
That's like a meta hipster.
I was a hipster before. It was way cooler.
I was a hipster barista before it was cool. But we also serve, like, you know, a little kind of snacky stuff, like, you know, cookies and.
Yeah, like snacky cakes.
Yeah, and bagels. And so it was a Friday night. And
sketch pads and clove cigarettes.
Yeah, actually, there were clove cigarettes. Actually, it was during the time where you could still smoke indoors. So, yeah, there were cloves. Ooh. Anyway, so it was a Friday night, and it was packed. This was in downtown Willoughby, this little coffee shop. And it was packed on a Friday night, you know, people coming in from the bars or whatever. And the guy, you know, people lined up. It was crazy. One of the crazy nights. And a guy wanted this special coffee thing and a bagel with cream cheese. And I, for some reason, I always hated slicing the bagels because I always thought, I'm going to cut my fucking finger off. Because we didn't have, like, a bagel slicer. And it was just, like, the knife. Anyway, that night, I ended up cutting off my fingertip. It was really ugly and bloody. And
did you stick it back on?
Well, I kind of stuck it back on and then taped it back up. I don't know. I don't know what happened to the guy or the bagel. Or...
blood, it's from my eye. No.
I hope he got his bagel without pieces of my flesh in it. I don't know.
big chunk of thumb.
Yeah, my mom's like grabbing for the cast iron pan when it's in the oven and forgetting I've done that so many times.
I've done that a few times.
Yeah.
You know.
That'll smart.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
Hey, we got another caller.
Hey.
12 minutes left.
All right.
Awesome.
Area code 516. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? This is Glenn B. from Long Island, New York.
I know that dude.
Hey, Glenn B. from Long Island, New York.
Yeah, I had a good one happen to me once. I had a bit of an argument with my wife when I was working down in the basement, ripping down an old wall in preparation for putting in a new basement. And went back downstairs, picked up the hammer I'd been working with, slammed it into the wall, got it stuck in the wood.
Oh,
I pull it out, braced my feet up against the wall, yanked on that hammer as hard as I could, and the claw end of the hammer wound up sticking in the back of my head.
I went to
the emergency room thinking maybe I cracked my skull, which I didn't. They said I had two nice dents in it. Five or six staples in the back of my head.
Bet you're glad you're hard-headed, huh?
Learn the hard way. I'll never do anything like that again.
Wow.
Another tale of the resilience of a human head.
That's right. Skulls are tough, man. They got to be.
Yeah.
You hear
about
those stories.
The doctor made me feel good, though, when I told him what happened. He said, Don, he said, this is nothing. He goes, you should see what people do with power saws when they lower their toes, their fingers, you know. So he made me feel all right, but really stupid. It was a stupid move. Oh.
Yeah.
Good story, though.
Yeah. Bad things happen when you're angry.
Yeah.
It's not a good thing to be working with anything when you're pissed off.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Got to do that Ralph Cramden thing and count 1 to 10 and say pins and needles and pins. Happy man that grins.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. We got not much time.
Really enjoying the show. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Yeah.
Awesome. Hey.
Thanks, Glenn.
I think this is going to be our last caller. And it's Nancy. Nancy hey. R.
Oh, Nancy doesn't have a penis to fracture.
No. but she's done a lot of boning lately in Nancy?
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
She's getting
you almost
regretting
had been listening. When you had me co-host, I sort of do have some, well, it can't fracture, but I do have a prosthetic.
What?
What?
Oh, yeah. See, now we're out of context. Once upon a time when I used to do artillery for Rev 4, I was tired of people telling me I was missing a certain piece of equipment, so I made one.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh.
But no, it's not going to fracture, sorry.
She's obviously compensating.
Yeah, clearly. So you had a piece for your piece, huh?
Why, yes, I did. I probably need to get rid of it now before Susan finds it. That would be kind of difficult.
Start asking questions.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, we have to do things like that.
What you put a lock on your, you know, the foot locker or whatever it is you put that stuff in. You know, keep it locked up.
I put it in the gun room with the rest of my pieces.
There you go.
There you go.
Or at least put a scrunchie around the door handle.
Yeah. She's six. I don't want her to have to learn that yet.
Oh. That's why doors have locks.
Yeah, I predate
or just a little Vaseline. That way they can't operate the doorknob.
That's right.
Oh, funny.
So, yeah, Nancy, you had to have injured yourself.
Yes.
She already told the trampoline story.
Yeah, but she didn't tell it live. She didn't. Come on.
It's nowhere near as interesting as everybody else's stories.
Well,
but it's Super Nancy. Dun, dun, dun.
Super Nancy. I just moved to Minnesota against my will. I had no say in the matter. I was, I think, 15. And the neighbors had some barbecue get-together cookout thing for Labor Day. And they had a trampoline. The neighbors that were hosting this had a Montessori school. And here I am, geeky 15-year-old, trying so hard to fit in with these kids that had all grown up with each other. I had no idea. Different culture, different everything. But they get me up on the trampoline, and I'm bouncing on this thing, and they're trying to teach me how to do a seat drop or something. Apparently you just sit on your bum, bounce, and then come back up. Well,
is that
the angles are different for me. And I leaned the wrong way or too much or the legs threw it off, but I took off like I was launched out of an air, like out of a boat, like air out of a bow. And I remember my mother was sitting in a lawn chair drinking probably a Manhattan, and she looked up, so I went sailing over her head. And I was
it's a plane.
Over their arms. And the look of abject horror on everybody's face.
Burn Nancy.
I don't know if they figured I was going to run into somebody. You know, it's not a whole lot you can do to change your trajectory once you're airborne.
Nope.
No.
And all I could think of was, this might hurt. So
what were the injuries?
I tucked my shoulder when I landed, and I made myself just go limp and relax to start laughing. And none the worse the wear, but it would have, 20 people come barreling over to wherever. Are you all right? Are you dead? Are you dead? I'm just blasting my butt off. Yeah, but I don't think I'm going to do that again. Thanks. Bye.
I meant to do that. Thank you.
Nah, athleticism.
But were you injured?
They teach you this in ninja school.
But were you injured?
But the answer's no.
Then it doesn't count. It's not an injury story.
This is the same idea. She was in a new town. That's kind of like your first day in prison. You want either everyone to think that you're crazy or that you're really tough.
So she got.
Oh, and face it, the whole concept of trampoline piqued your interest. Uh huh.
Oh yeah, of course.
It's not a trampoline. It's a Nancy Trebuchet.
Yeah, that was it. That was exactly it. Nancy on the catapult.
It's a Nancy Pult.
A Nancy Pult.
A Nancy Pult.
Excellent.
Spring.
Well, thanks for calling, Nancy. We're about out of time. We got a whole, I don't know what, 4 minutes left.
Yeah.
And
into coccyx accidents. Well, I fell off a ladder once.
Bye.
See you, Nancy. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Nancy.
Someday Alan will tell his story.
I don't have any stories.
Yeah, you have a story.
I have. I don't know what you're talking about.
Give us a brief summary.
Summary, right here, what?
At the end.
Oh, about the time I fell over and smashed my finger, and it turned all bloody underneath it. And they had to poke a hole in it, and the blood shot up and hit the ceiling.
No. That's pretty good.
The time I was jumping up on jumping up and down on a wood pile and got a nail shoved through my foot.
No, not that one.
No? And soaked my shoe in blood? No?
No.
Hmm.
Haven't you had a back surgery?
I don't know what you're talking about.
He's not going to tell the story. Actually, the blood shooting up and hitting the ceiling was pretty good.
Yeah, I was leaning back in a chair, and I fell over. I was in high school, I think. I was in high school.
I hit the ceiling when I was in high school, too.
And good one, Jay.
Thank you.
Anyway, I was leaning back in a chair, and I had my hand under the thing, and I fell over, and the chair smashed my hand against the floor, and I right on the end of my finger, and I got it's like bleeding underneath the fingernail, which is like, you know, really, really painful. I don't know if you've ever had it happen, but holy crap, does it hurt? Yep. So we go to the doctor, and the doctor's like, just looks at it and goes, oh yeah, I fixed that. And he pulls out this little alcohol burner and a paper clip.
Oh, did they have leeches?
Yeah. So he takes his paperclip, unbends it, you know, and holds the end of it over in the flame of the alcohol burner until it's like nice and hot. And he takes it and he goes, you might want to look away. And so he takes my hand and he goes, thunk, and he pokes the end of the paperclip through the nail.
Oh.
And there's so much pressure underneath the nail that the blood shot up and made little splatters on the ceiling of the
Texas tea
the room there. And
old Cheb's a millionaire.
Yeah. So, and then I had the fun part of this watching this hole in my fingernail grow out to the end of my nail. I could cut
was
it off.
was the hole big enough? I was moving and I had a heavy box in my hand and I clipped the edge of a door frame and cracked the nail, and you know it stung a little bit, but it wasn't a big deal. But the big issue came was when that crack grew out to the end. Every time I went to go like open a soda can or anything, I'd fold the nail over.
Oh yeah, that happened because it's completely not fastened on, you know. Yeah. Ick. So anyway, that's a good one. We'll stop on that one.
We'll end there.
You're not going to talk about your botched colonoscopy?
I have never had a colonoscopy botched or otherwise.
At your age, you should think about it.
Wow.
Oh, no. Okay.
You got lucky with the nail, my friend.
Anyway, I guess that's about it. We're
2 minutes. One last caller.
No, we're out of time.
Phooey.
I'm getting scolded by my cat. I have to go.
Yeah. You must pat me exactly 3 times, that I will bite.
Yeah, pretty much. And feed me.
Yeah. That's the important part.
Well, thanks everybody for hanging out and for calling in, because this was really a fun show.
I think this is the most callers we've ever had, I think.
Well, yeah, everybody loves to tell their gory stories. Come on.
That was
making
good,
people go.
Good topic. In fact, we didn't even get to most of the topics we planned on talking about.
I know. So. Well, there's always next week.
That's fine.
There's kilts.
Yeah, that's fine with me. I don't care.
Next week. Oh my gosh. A week from today, I'm supposed to. Well, I'm not getting excited. Not.
Aww. Yes, but maybe. There is a distinct possibility that you'll have your robo leg by the time of the next scroll report. So.
Again. We can make some calls and talk to some people if we need to.
Okay.
Uncle Carmine might get involved.
And apparently we'll have to talk about kilts next time, because that's...
Yes, please, kilts.
That's a popular subject, apparently.
Yeah.
Who ordered a tactical kilt from 511? Anybody? Anybody?
I ordered two.
I did. I ordered one.
Weird's not allowed to wear kilts.
Oh, really?
Why not?
Oh, I thought your wife put a kibosh on that, no?
Oh, she's Scottish too.
Oh, okay, awesome. I bet you have nice legs.
Oh, Lordy.
This is double trouble, said I had nice legs.
What, Brie, you haven't seen me in shorts?
Yes, I have seen you in shorts, actually. I have the hog picture of you when you're in shorts.
That's my feel-good story.
Oh, yeah. They were nice, weren't they?
Yeah.
All right, well.
Did that go in the Brita Spank Bank?
Definitely. It is the first picture in the Spank Bank.
Ooh. All right, then. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks, everyone that called in. You made the show.
Yeah, totally.
And,
have a good week.
We'll be back next week. Y'all have a good weekend. And please don't do anything stupid and get hurt, because we're not talking about this next time.
Yeah. Save it for the next time.
Be careful out there, people.
All right. Bye, y'all.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye, Internet.
Good night, Moon.
Yeah, broadcast is off.